Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If this ministry has touched your life in any way, contact us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook or by emailing us at bfwcgeorgetown@gmail.com. Feel free to share your prayer requests or comments. We hope you enjoy today's message. Blessings to you and yours.
Corinthians 4, verse 4. I was studying, I've been meditating on this verse for about 3 days. And it says this, "And whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." Everybody say, "To me." "For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves for the servants for Jesus' sake." I rolled this scripture over and over in my mind. And this morning, about 4 o'clock in the morning, the Lord woke me up and he said, "I need you to go and look up the word, believe not." I said, "Okay, Lord." So I went back and began to dig. And as I dug, it gave two instances, because when I read this verse, you think it's for the lost. You think it's for the unsaved. It was originally spoken to anybody who cannot believe in faith. First person. Second was for the lost. So do you know what that means? Let me help you. It means this. It means this, Stephanie. Are you ready? It either means I can believe what he says or not. And right now, you're being blinded to some... Let me just help you. Give me one of those. Just give me one. There's some things in your life right now that the enemy has literally pulled the wool over your eyes. Oh, y'all ain't gonna help me up in here. See, what you need to understand is that the enemy cannot take from you what Jesus purchased. Wait a minute. So if my body hurts, the devil can't take my healing. All he can do is... here's your symptom. And about the time you try to reach to God, it begins to come down, and then he throws it back up there again. And how many of us has prayed and prayed, and it goes away, but then it wants to come back? See, you received your healing when you prayed. But the problem is that every time the veil comes up, you let it stay there. Depression, loneliness. And it gets heavy. And he comes around day after day. Y'all ain't saying nothing. And then he sends by somebody from your past. And if that ain't enough, he brings by a family member that really has some bitterness in him, and they just want to get you all wrapped up in it. See, you got to realize that it's time for the church to begin to say, "I'm not believing that garbage anymore. I got to stand up and say, God, if you're for me, then who can be against me? I'm not going to let it stay in my face." See, you need to understand that this is dark. You understand? Listen, don't sit there and tell me you don't know the difference between if it's God or the devil. Y'all want some telltale signs? Because some of y'all in here is like, "Pastor, I don't know if that was God speaking to me or the devil speaking to me." Well, isn't it funny, when they spoke to you, the first thing they want to do is cuddle with you. The first thing they want to do is wine and dine you. Y'all, come on. Y'all ain't going to help me up. Listen, you wonder. I'm talking to some single people up in here right now. You trying to get right? You trying to live for God? And then all of a sudden, that one comes by. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. And when they get close to you, you begin to have those old feelings come back. Y'all ain't helping me because you know your toes were out like this. And then as the Spirit of God began to hit Pastor, you begin to pull your toes back going, oh, you need to get off of my toes, Pastor. I'm not on your toes. The Spirit of God is on your toes this morning. You get around certain people and you're just like, man, just something ain't right. I can't figure it. I can't put my finger on it. Why? You wonder why. It's like, man, how come when I'm around them, it's like, Lord, where are you at? Light and darkness can't be together. You need to hear what I'm saying. You can't hang out with the devil and think you're going to continue to walk with. You're not going to be able to do what you used to do and think you're going to feel the presence of God. God is only going to strive with you for so long, and then he's going to pull himself back from you. And he's not going to leave you, but he's going to stand there and go, when you've had enough of this, when you had enough of the heaviness, when you've had enough of being blinded. Oh, no, no. See, whenever you were living for God with all of your heart, he would show you some things and you would go, I'm not going that way. I'm not stepping into that pit. No, oh, I just heard a hiss out of that one right there. You know what? You bit me once, but you ain't biting me. Oh, y'all can't handle me this morning. You can't handle me this morning. See, I've done been up in the presence of God and I heard the Lord say, you need to understand what I did, I tore in two. I tore it in two. Do you understand that you have a righteous husband who's coming to you and he said, I've had enough of you being blinded and led around astray. Because you got to understand behind that veil that you allowed, the Lord's still there. Can I just help everybody here? God gave you something that he didn't even give to angels. Choice. Sometimes I wish you wouldn't have gave it to me because it would have been great just to fly around with those guys and not have to worry about being tempted or being fought against or, oh, y'all say nothing right here. Yeah, come on, because some of y'all in here, y'all just think it's all a bed of roses. Try to put your feet in these shoes right now. I don't want to be in them. Come on, there's times when the Lord lets you just sit in the fire because he's got to get some stuff out of you. But he also puts you in the fire to expose what the enemy's been doing too. Oh, see, when you're in the fire, that thing can't get a hold of you. Anybody here, I was just picking on Joey last night. We were talking about my grill. Y'all don't mind if I say this, right? We were talking about whenever you turn your grill on and you cook something on it. A lot of people like to scrape it off, but you take the flavor off. You ain't saying nothing. But when you turn the grill on, it cooks out the impurities. Can I just help you? There's about to be a Holy Ghost fire that is getting ready to purge the church because he's not coming back for a dirty bride. I'm coming up here. Y'all looking at me funny right now. You say, well, Pastor, I want to live the way I want to live. Well, you live the way you want to live. But listen, this guy right here, I'm not going to allow any veils in my life because, you know what, if he says it, that settles it for me. So if that's the way you want to live, and then I understand where you are, I can only take you so far. The enemy has blinded you. Anybody here hate being taken advantage of? No, y'all could raise your hand better than that. I thought somebody here would actually be a little bit mad right now. I cannot stand to be taken advantage of. But yet, every day that the enemy comes in and mutters his junk and I fall for it, I've just been taken advantage of. Drives me to a place where I become a prodigal instead of a child. See, there's a lot of prodigal sons in the church. There's also a lot of orphans in the church. The Lord's trying to break that. Because what you understand is that if you were in his house from the beginning, why would you run from it? It's good in daddy's house. Come on, anybody here know it's good in daddy's house? I ain't talking about the church. I'm just talking about being in his presence, being up in daddy's house. And even it's great when you come into the church building with other people and you find peace. See, you walked in and you were kind of like, ugh. Oh, watch out, Ethel, here I come. Been beat on. You walk through the door, and when you hit the front door, the anointing of God begins to stand you up, and you go, wow. And then as you get in here and you begin to let the praise get on, you begin to realize, glory to God. How? And then you get into where you're not knocking on the door in praise, but you enter into his presence with worship, and then you'll be able to say, Lord, we lift you higher. Do you understand that when you lift him higher, he takes you higher? Oh, yeah, come on. Can I say this to everybody? Hey, Peter's in the church. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He's walking on it, and he's lifting out a hand to you right now just saying it's time to come up. Y'all missed that right there. Who in here is ready for a hand up? Oh, if you're ready for a hand up, just lift your hand up to him right now and just say, Lord, here it is. Pick me up. Pick me up. Pick me up. Do y'all mind if I take you on a journey for just a few minutes? Can you handle it? Yes or no? I mean, listen, I've got about 25 minutes. If you want it, I'll give it to you. If not, then... Love you. God bless you. There's some areas in our lives that the Lord is getting ready to pull some veils off of. Do you mind if I take you to some? Can I take you to some areas? Go with me to Mark chapter 9, verse 23 through 25. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Through 25. The daddy brings his demon-possessed son. He tried the disciples and it wouldn't go, so he brings his son to Jesus. He's exhausted everything that he could ever do to get his son free. He was in a place of desperation. Is there anybody in this house that is tired of fighting certain things over and over again? And you're just like, I've had enough of this. I'm tired of it beating him in my face. I'm tired of hearing it chatter. I'm tired of seeing it destroy my blessing. I'm tired of it all the way around. Is there anybody that maybe was where this guy was and he said, I'm tired of watching the enemy as fast as I get it, it being sucked away from me. So he brings his son to the feet of Jesus. And Jesus said unto him, if thou can but believe, all things, all things are possible. He looks at this man who is in absolute desperation. Can't beat it. Anybody here realize that there's some things in your life you just cannot beat? For men, that's one of the hardest things to accept. Our pride gets in the way. I ain't got a drinking problem. I ain't got a dope smoking problem. I ain't got this problem. I ain't got a porn problem. I ain't got that problem. I ain't got this problem. I ain't got a fear of man problem. I'm just being real. Can I just be real and preach? Can y'all handle this? I want you to hear what Jesus told him is just what the Lord told me to tell you. If you just can but believe, This man took them to everybody. And every person that he brought his son to, about the time they would pray, Stephanie, that spirit would attack that boy. You wondering why every time you're about to get free, you get hit. Oh, God. You're wondering why every time you're about to step in your miracle or about to receive your blessing, that all of a sudden you take a hit. It's because the enemy at the last minute goes, the only thing I can do is try to distract you. I can't stop him from doing what he's getting ready to do, but I can sure try to get you in a place where all you got to do is just not believe. And when you don't believe is when the enemy takes control. Yeah, I don't know if y'all can handle this. Go to verse 24 quickly. Verse 24. And straightway the father of the child cried out with tears. Everybody say, to the bottom of his soul. He had had enough. Listen, you mess with my kids and it hits me in my soul. Anybody here know what I'm talking about? Let somebody mess with your kids. Let somebody mess with your wife or your husband. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. Listen. You want to see the hair stand up on the back of pastor's neck? Mess with my kids. Mess with my wife. Listen, I'll do my best to crucify my flesh. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Listen, I am a man of God, but I'm fully a man also. And don't think that you're going to attack my family and I'm going to sit back and be quiet. But I will season it with salt and I'll do what the Lord tells me to do. That's the difference between you and me. I'm not going to let it control me. I'm going to control it. I got the power to. No, y'all missed that. Poke somebody and say, you got the power to. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. But wait a minute. Are you just quoting it or do you believe it? Oh, yeah. Before I walked out here, I stood in the mirror in the bathroom and I said, Lord, I need your greater right now because I'm in a place where I need a touch. Wait a minute, Pastor, that was you? Yes, I stood in the mirror and I said, Lord, I believe. With tears, Lord, I believe, help me with my unbelief. Can I just help you? You ready? See, the problem is we think we got it, and the truth is we ain't. Because about the time that you think you got it, the veil shifts. And you go, oh, it's not in front of me no more. No, it's on the side where the Lord just actually tried to get you to come away from. Y'all looking at me funny. The Lord said he would make a way of escape. Sometimes he don't take you through. He just gives you a way of escape. Y'all don't want me to even preach there because there's sometimes that the Lord has to deal with it and you can't. Y'all miss it. There's times when the Lord tells you, you know what, you got too many people, Gideon. You just got to go down and weed out a couple more. And you know what, Gideon, you're not going to go into their face. You're going to surround them on the hill and watch what I do. I'll take you a little and I'll make it much. Come on, are you seeing this? Watch this. Now, verse 25. Can we get to 25? Are y'all good? Is everybody still good? You with me? When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, you deaf and dumb spirit, I charge you to come out of him and enter him no more. Everybody say authority. Power. Where's it at? It's on the other side of the veil. Do you understand the enemy's just trying to dupe you? I'm still here. You just can't see me.
Lord, where are you at?
I'm right here.
Lord, where are you at?
I'm right in front of you.
Lord, where are you taking me?
Over here. See, as long as you allow the enemy to hold the veil in your face, you'll hear his voice, but you won't see him move. When the man looked at him and said, Lord, help me with my unbelief. I do believe. Jesus reached up and grabbed that spirit and he pulled down that veil. He cast it out. And then when he cast it out, listen, are you ready? I love this part. And he said, you can never come back. Well, I can't beat smoking cigarettes. I can't beat it. I can't beat my addiction. Deliverance is on the other side of your... All you got to do is just say, Lord, help me with my unbelief. See, people want to come to church. You know what they want, Stephanie? Pastor, anoint me, lay hands on me. This is oil. It's a symbol of the Holy Spirit, but you have to understand, there's a choice between you and Jesus. And what you allow to come in between determines if you are free. The anointing's right on the other side of the veil. Do you understand that he does not want to hold anything back from you? How many of y'all here are dealing with yourself? I just don't believe I'm good enough. Why would you? No, church, hear me. Please hear me. I know I'm crossing some lines with you, but I got to be real. I got to get you off the milk and get you into some meat. Are you ready? Watch this. Why would you think that the Lord would not consider you of worth when he died on a cross and his spirit went into the temple and the thing that was built to separate you from the holy place, from being close in his presence. Are you hearing me? Jesus reached up. Do you know how you rip something in two? You grab it and you rip it. No, guys, y'all didn't hear me. Y'all didn't catch that. Stephanie, are you ready? Addiction, he can grab it and he can rip it out of my life. Poverty, he can grab it and he can rip it out of my life. Oh, y'all ain't gonna say nothing right now. You ready? Prosperity, he can bring to me when I'm free. When they got to him, I'm gonna finish this. You ready? When they got to him, everybody thought he was dead. See, everybody else had unbelief. Jesus said, well, let me just help all of y'all while I'm at it. He reached down and grabbed the boy by the hand, picked him up, dusted him off, gave him to his daddy, and he said, there you go. Can I keep going? Can you handle it? A couple more minutes? You sure? You ready? Turn with me quickly. Go quickly. You ready? Mark chapter 6, 1 through 9. You find Jesus just coming out. Him and his disciples. Go to verse 2 real quickly. Watch this. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence is this man and these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him? And that even such mighty works could be done by his hands. Go to verse 3. Everybody's going, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. This is just the carpenter's son. How many of us in here has labeled Jesus just my Savior but not my deliverer? How many of us has just labeled him not just my healer, my deliverer, but he's just a teacher?
Is this not the carpenter's son, the brother of James and Joseph and Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? You know, there's nothing like coming up and growing up in your hometown and come back and everybody puts you right back where you were 20 years ago. Be truthful. You ain't seen your grandma in a while, and the first thing you do when you get around her, she reminds you of what you used to do. Your old friends come back around and go, hey, man, you smoked dope with me. Why don't you come out and smoke dope with me? Y'all ain't saying nothing. Am I speaking truth or am I speaking truth? Your old drinking buddies you ain't seen in a long time, you come back into town. They don't know that you had an encounter with Jesus. Tyrone, why don't you come out and hang with us? Guys, you don't understand. I got something on the inside of me that won't let me hang with you. I got to hang with him. Y'all ain't say nothing. See, I found something real, and I didn't find it in the bottom of a bottle, and it wake up the next day sick. I found something in the bottom of a cross that literally set me free, and I can stay drunk in the Holy Ghost all the time and never have a hangover and have strength and power. See, I found something better than you could offer me, and because of what was offered me, I decided to stay there. Verse 4 through 9, I don't have time to read it, but it says this. It says that Jesus could not do many miracles. You keep going to 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. It says he could not do very many miracles because of their unbelief. Can I ask you a question? Do you have miracles going on in your life? Is there things happening in your life? Or does it seem like it's a trickle? Get a little bit here, get a little bit there, a little bit here. Because you know why? You get a little bit because every time you peek out from behind, you wonder where they got peekaboo from. That's where they got it from. That's where they got it from. Little peak of the anointing. We play it with our kids all the time. And see, what you don't even realize is that we think God's playing a game with us when really we're playing a game with God. I can only believe you for so much, Lord, and then it blows my mind. Blow my mind. Can we just get to the place where we just say, Lord, I don't care how you do it or what you're going to do, but I'm just going to receive it. Your enemy may even come and bring it to your feet. Ain't nobody going to say nothing on that. Let me go ahead and dust my ground off right there. I'll just go ahead and dust that off and move on. There'll be a time when they come back and go, you know, I shouldn't have, but I did. Can we keep going real quick? Can you handle a little bit more? Are you ready? John 20. Verse 24 through 29, and I am going to read this one because this is where we are as a church. We. That's French. We. Are you there? But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. And the other disciples thereof said unto him, we've seen the Lord. But he said to them, except that I see in his hands the print of the nails, and I put my finger in the print of those nails and thrust my hand into his side, I will not. Do you understand? How many of you here realize that when you go to court against something and you've got eyewitnesses, that it makes a big difference in that case? Plausible truth. Eyewitnesses. Imagine all of your buddies that walked with Jesus, all of the people that was there, all the people that seen the miracles of Jesus, including you, are all there, and they're telling you, he's alive, man, he's alive. All of them. But yet in your mind, you can't grasp a hold of it because you were too busy visualizing the way he died. Why are you stuck in something that's dead? Y'all got to hear me right now. Don't stay in a dead mindset. Don't stay in a dead church. Don't stay around dead people. Oh, y'all, golly, Jesus. If you hang around with them, you're going to smell like them. You're going to look like them. You're going to act like them. Listen, you better get around somebody who's alive. See, I want to be around those that seen Jesus. I want to be around those that experienced Jesus. Come on. Anybody here want to be around somebody full of the Holy Ghost and joy? Man, I'm tired of being around some bunch of deadbeats. Come on. I want to be around some people who's full of the Holy Ghost and power. I get around them, and you know what? We get to talking, and one of them dances out the door of the church, and another one's over there bouncing in her chair because she can't do nothing else right now. I want to be around some people who's alive. I want to be around some people that knows that when you speak truth, they go, yes, amen. And then they look at you and say, I'm going to help you make it through this mess. I got you. See, I want to get around some people. I want to be around some people that know how to walk it, how to talk it, how to live it. Don't just say it. And don't run when it gets hot. Making me carry my veil down because I'm tearing some veils down when I walk this morning. Anybody else want to grab a veil right now and just rip some things down? Anybody just want one? You want one? You want one? Anybody? I'll give it to you here. Take it and just tear it down. Pass them out. Pass them. No, y'all see, listen. We got to realize that all I did was took a piece of cloth to get you to realize that there's some areas in your life that you're still doubting. Can we just believe? Can we just believe he's going to do it? Oh, y'all, come on. Listen, can anybody here just believe? Listen, if he said he would, it done. Yeah, I just went Georgetown right there. It done. Hello? Problems in your marriage? Problems with your kids? Oh, y'all can't. Listen, y'all gonna make me preach. I'm trying to let you go, but I can't. The Spirit of God's got a hold of me right now, and he's just going, Pastor, you just got to show him. You got to show him. Listen, he did it for you. Why would he not do it for your kids? He supplied one house. Do you think he won't supply another? He gave you one car. Do you think if you need one, he won't give you another? Oh, come on. Y'all ain't going to help me. You think if he healed you one time, do you not know he's going to heal you again? Hey! Because I got some realization coming for a lot of people. In verse 26, guess what happens? And after 8 days, again his disciples were within, and Thomas was with him. You ready? Y'all ain't going. Y'all better catch this right here. Give me one. Give me one. Give me one. Oh, you know I'm going to preach right here for about 30 seconds. Watch this. I don't care how you try to shut Jesus out. You can lock the doors of your heart if you want to. You can hide your garbage in a closet. Oh, yeah. Look at this. And Jesus came. The door was shut, and he stood in the midst of them. Are you ready? Watch this. He said, you can't keep me out. Can I help everybody in this church? I'm praying for you. No, you need to hear me. I'm praying for you. Those watching this morning, I'm praying for you because you know what? You might have tried to shut him out of your life in some things, but I got great news for you. Even though your door seems shut, he's got the key because he is the door. The thing you thought you locked him out with is the very thing he'll use to get in, and he's going to come in and stand right in the middle of your unbelief. Oh, there's a day coming where, oh, y'all better hear me right now. Y'all better hear me right now. Your unbelief in the areas that you can't believe in for, guess what he's going to do? He's going to come and get right in your face and say, can you believe me now? Can you believe me now? I'm here. Can you believe me now? Look, all around you, everybody is now saying, see, I told you so. I told you so. I told you he had it. I told you he can do it. Oh, my God. No, you need to hear me right now. Watch this. Verse 27. He didn't come for anybody else. I'm coming after the one that just said this is what he had to have to believe. Come here, boy. I can see Jesus. See, you know, thank goodness Jesus is not in this time because he would be all up in it in Georgetown. Hey, you, come here. Come here, boy. See, we glorify the old days, but I imagine if it was like today, he would just say, hey, you, come here. Yeah, you, you're the one. You're the one that I heard in heaven when you said it. See, you think that just because you're complaining, just because you're asking and being mad at God that he don't hear it? I'm moving on off of that one right there because there's some people right now, they're just like, eh. And here's what the Lord's saying. I heard you when you said it. I heard you when you said it. And now I'm coming to you. Come here, Thomas. Come here, Thomas. Give me your finger. I don't know about anybody else. But I believe old Doubting Thomas had some fear in Thomas. I could see him as he's standing there looking at Jesus. I could see him as he begins to reach his finger out. He said, give me your finger. Let me just show you. And he takes his finger and he pushes it through his hand. No, see, you just want to think he just touched it. Ooh. Ooh. He just said, give me your finger because I want to show you the size of your fingers what I drove through my hand for you. This is what was drove through my hand for you to believe. No, y'all ain't going to say nothing. Can I just help you? The Lord's telling you today, he said, I took those nails so you would believe. I took those stripes so you could be healed, you could believe. He said, now let me remind you of one more thing. See, you were there. You were there when they nailed me on the cross. And you were there when I said it was finished. And they drove a spear into my side to where the blood and water flowed. And it poured off of me and onto the ground all around Calvary. You were there when that spear went up into my side. Now let me show you that the size of your fist is right here for you. I'm going to show you that not one of my bones was broken. I'm going to show you that my blood and my water was poured out for you so that you could live, Thomas. So that you could believe, Thomas. So that you could do what I called you to do, Thomas. Let me just show you for a minute. Give me your hand, boy. You see it as he began to drive his hand up into the side of Jesus. Jesus looking him in the eyes the whole time. What's it going to take for you to believe? Has he got to walk into your room? Does he got to present himself to you? Careful what you ask for. Because when you have an encounter with him, you will never be the same again. So if you like where you are, don't ask for it. Because when he shows up, you can't go back and do what you did. You can't sit here and tell me that you can't overcome things. Because when you have an encounter with Jesus, they got to go and not come back. Is everybody okay? Yeah, I know it just got heavy in here. It's because it's real. Hello? Matthew 17:20. I'm not going to ask you to turn there. I just give you the scripture so I can give it to you and then I'm going to let you soak on this. You ready? Jesus is walking through the field.
comes across a bunch of seed, and he looks at them and he said, "Hey guys, if you will just have the faith of a mustard seed, the littlest seed on the face of this planet, do you realize a mustard seed, if you hold it in your hand, the wind will blow it out and you'll never even realize it was there." You see, some of y'all in here think that you're so small, but yet that mustard seed grows into a huge bush that even the birds can land on it, build nest in it. See, you're holding something very little. And Jesus looks at him and said, if you just have the faith of a mustard seed and believe, you can speak to a mountain and tell it to move. I know you've heard it preached a million times, but can I make this really real to everybody here? He's not asking you or for you to have great faith. It'll grow there. He's just asking you to believe with just what you got right now, to believe and watch him do it. You understand you got a God that loves you so much that he'll shift it if he has to. Got to bring you to this place, because in our lives, when I see people come to church, this is what I see. Sunday after Sunday, Tuesday after Tuesday, I can believe God to touch my finances, but I have a hard time believing that he can touch my body. I thank God that I could believe enough to be saved, but I don't know about my family. And then when you try to keep moving in the things of God, the enemy comes along and just leads you where you want to be. Because you know your flesh wants you to be in a certain place, but your spirit's pulling you to another. Is everybody doing okay? Are you the man with the boy? Are you that one? See, she's not. Are you doubting Thomas? I can believe a little bit. I can believe for Stephanie to get healed, but I can't believe that I could be healed. I can believe for Stephanie to be healed, but I'm still taking my medicine because I just don't know. Doctor said, "You're going to be on that medicine the rest of your life." You know what I told him? No, I ain't. You know this comes from stress and worry. Yeah, you know what? I know how to take care of that. I cast all my cares. Cast. Batter up. Just got a word that said everything that comes against you, bat it. Keep your eye on the ball. Church, are you hearing this? Listen, the enemy wants to distract you. He wants to dupe you. That's why the Bible says that he just wants to trick you, make you unaware, that the king is here. You come to church in the middle of praise and worship and you don't feel nothing. It's because when you came through the door, you didn't lay it at the feet of Jesus. You just brought your stuff in expecting praise to help you pull it off. When the truth is, all you had to do was just believe that he was at the door to meet you to take it off. I woke up this morning, I said, "Lord, I'm having a hard time getting out of bed." I said, "But you know what? Here you go." I'm here. How many of you in here this message just hit you in your core. Truthful. It hit you in the core of who you are. See, if we're going to experience God in levels that we've never seen, I'm going to come up here. Because I'm going to help you. You ready? I am going to experience Him in levels I have never seen. And I've seen some stuff. I've seen services where the man of God stands up, takes his hand out the pocket, and everybody in the whole church sanctuary hits the floor, slain in the Holy Spirit. And I want to see more than that. Say nothing up in this house. I've seen it to where they're standing there and the man of God ain't doing nothing but praising God and everybody's filled with the Holy Spirit and laughter begins to come through the church. Can I help you? He said, I can have more than that. But I can't want it by myself. How many of you in here believe? How many of you want it? You got to listen to me. There's a cost. There's a cost. Do you understand when Jesus cast that demon out of that boy, He told that spirit it could never come back. There had to be a separation. If you're going to stay holy before God, there's some separations that need to happen. There's some things that need to be cut. Amen? And in your life, only between you and Him do you know what they are. Amen? With every head bowed and every eye closed. With every head bowed and every eye closed. You're in this house this morning. And you say, Pastor, this word has literally rocked me to my core. I thought I was doing good. I realize there's some areas that I still need to believe You for. I know some of you are saying this right now, but Lord, I don't have much. He's not asking for much. He's just asking you to believe. How about a mustard seed? Can I just go ahead and tell you, the Word of God says that everybody has a measure of faith. Everybody. The Word can't lie. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. So this morning, with everybody sitting here right now, listen, if you're one of those that right now just said, Pastor, there's some areas that I'm realizing right now I really got to trust You and believe for. If that's you, I want you to raise your hand because I want to pray with you. Lord, the hands, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Can I ask y'all to take this to another level? Are you okay with this? If you're not, you raise your hand, you say, Pastor, I'm good, then that's fine. But what the Lord just told me was that if you raised your hand and you're tired of being where you are, stand up, come up here quickly. I'm not going to keep you long. You just have to do something. Just make a line right across this front. Just give me one long line all the way across this front. Might need to stretch him out, gentlemen. If y'all could just slide down there. Listen, the altar is going to be full because this word is going to hit people's life. It's already causing a shift. That's it. That's it. That's it. Say, Pastor, where did that sermon come from? Thursday night, the Holy Spirit hit this place. We didn't leave here till almost 11 o'clock again in prayer. I'm telling you, man, there's miracles, signs, and wonders going on in prayer. But what the Lord just said was this. He said, it's one thing to raise your hand and say, yeah, that's me. It's another thing for me to come to you and you grab this veil and pull it down and say, Lord, pull it down in my life in Jesus' name. Because you know what? We're doers of the word, not just hearers. How many of you are realizing that this veil just represents something that separates you from what God said is already yours? Ha. So this morning, this ain't going to take long because it didn't have to take long. I'm going to come to you with this veil. And when I come to you, when the Holy Spirit releases you, you grab it and you pull it down out of your face and realize that Christ is before you. And if God is for you, then who could be against you? Yeah. Y'all feel the anointing up here already? It's like a river just flowing all the way down. It's just the power of God just flowing. So I'm going to ask every person up here, just close your eyes, lift your hands. And when I come to you, I'm just going to come to you with this veil. I'm just going to move where the Holy Spirit tells me to move. Is that okay? Won't take but a minute. And listen, if you're a husband and wife, I'm going to put one hand in hers and one hand in his. Because there's some things that in your family, in your marriages, in your kids, and even personally, that together it's going to take the two of you because you're one. Y'all didn't hear me. If you're married up in here, you're one. When one hurts, the other hurts. Whether we want to admit it or not, when my wife's sick, listen, I feel it. I take care of her. Wear my mask. I'm joking. By faith in Jesus' name, I take care of her. She's done it for me. This morning, the veil is getting ready to come down. When it comes down, you have a reason to rejoice, because on the other side of that veil that you didn't think Jesus was there, you're about to experience him in a level you've never experienced him before. Whew. Are you ready? Just close your eyes and lift your hands up. Holy Spirit, I just thank you for just moving in lives right now. Father God, I thank you that today things are going to fall. Today things are going to fall. There's a shifting that is getting ready to happen right now. And Lord, if there be anybody in this altar that don't know for sure if they were to die right now, if they would go to heaven or not, then Lord, I just pray that they'll look up at me and say, Pastor, I need you to pray. I need to pray that right now. Is there anybody in this altar that would just say, Pastor, I need to give my heart back to Jesus. I need to make sure I'm right. I know I'm not living right. I just want to get it right. Is there anybody? Anybody, just look up at me right now. You ain't got to worry about nobody or nothing. Just give me a look. Glory to God. We're going to pray. Is there anybody else? Glory to God. There's anybody else. There's already two right there. Anybody else? We're going to pray. We're going to ask him to do that first. And then we're going to rip some veils down. Amen. You ready? If you just gave me the look, that sounds funny in church, but if you just gave me the look, then I want you to pray and mean this with all of your heart. Romans 10, 9 and 10 says this. It says, if you believe with all of your heart that Christ died and rose from the dead, you'll be saved. You're going to spend eternity with him. Now, if you prayed a prayer before, 1 John chapter 1 says that he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. All you got to do is confess them. So right now, let's pray. I want everybody in this church to pray this with me. If you're in a pew, or if you're standing up right now in the sound booth or playing a piano, everybody pray this with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I ask you, forgive me of every sin. Wash me clean by your precious blood. I believe you died and rose again. I confess my sins to you. Now I know I'm a child of God. I'm going to heaven. I know you're with me, before me. And I thank you, Jesus, for doing it right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks again for listening to this podcast. If you've made a decision to follow Christ, we rejoice with you. Please let us know by contacting us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook. And we invite you to catch our next broadcast right here. See you soon.